Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct honor for me to be addressing this August House this afternoon. I wish to start off by passing the warmest regards to you all. Mr. Chairman, we are gathered here to reflect on our past experiences and on how we can continue to offer protection to persons fleeing from violence and unrest in many countries. The natural tendency and responsibility to protect human lives is probably as old as humanity. It is a human and natural instinct to protect those who are in danger and in search of refuge. In Botswana, prior to independence, our traditional leaders welcomed refugees and migrants from neighboring territories. Today, some of these communities have been fully integrated into Botswana society. Mr. Chairman, the challenges presented by refugees and migrants in the 21st century are many and complex. In granting asylum to refugees, countries must take into account the long-term implications for the provision of education, health, housing, amongst others. In some cases, there may be historical, cultural, and religious factors that must be taken into account in an effort to harmoniously integrate them into the new communities. It is worthwhile to note that the European Union, which is an organization of highly industrialized and developed countries, recognizes the need for the burden sharing among its members in care and protection of refugees. I strongly share the EU position in its communication on a European agenda on migration that states inter alia that no member state can effectively address migration alone. We need to broaden this further and acknowledge that migration is a global problem which requires a global response. Mr. Chairman, Botswana became party to the 1951 United Nations Convention relating to the status of refugees and its 1967 protocol relating to the status of refugees, and thereafter started offering protection to refugees in 1968. The principles and ethos of these international instruments have been domesticated into national law and practice. Botswana received refugees from neighboring countries during the liberation struggles of South Africa, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Angola, and Mozambique. The protection of these people has been made possible by the partnership we have had with the UNHCR. We commit to continue working with the UNHCR in the protection and identification of durable solutions for refugees. We were, however, mindful of the hostilities of the countries from which these refugees were fleeing in the early 1960s and 70s, and thus provided them with a safe and secure environment. In this connection, we are proud that the majority of refugees have had access to health care and other services, including education up to tertiary and university level. Some of them have since returned to their countries of origin and are meaningfully contributing to the development of their nations. Mr. Chairman, since the early 80s, the Southern African Development Community member states have tirelessly worked towards ensuring that there is peace and security in the region. These countries meet annually to resolve possible conflict situations and cooperate in defense and security matters. It is in this context that we can conclusively assert that there is peace and security in the SADC region. As Botswana, we believe no one is destined to be a permanent refugee. It is in this regard that the Botswana government, on the 3rd of March 2015, announced its decision to invoke cessation with respect to refugees originating from the Zambezi region in Namibia. The cessation will take effect on 31st December 2015. The government of Namibia and the UNHCR endorsed this decision, and my government is committed to implementing the cessation in line with international standards for refugee protection. Mr. Chairman, we are beginning to experience a new dimension of migration that manifests itself in the form of a wave of secondary movement of refugees and asylum seekers. These secondary movements are disturbing and are likely to dilute the asylum landscape within the region. This phenomenon, if not contained, has the potential to pollute migration in the region at the time when the region is peaceful and stable. We should therefore take a leaf from the EU's position of burden sharing to expeditiously develop better policies and tools that would deal with this problem in a balanced and equitable manner. Mr. Chairman, let me therefore seize this opportunity to conclude by commending the UNHCR and the Commissioner, the High Commissioner in particular, for a sterling work he has done in discharging his duties as the High Commissioner. Mr. Chairman, we are therefore committed to continue working with the UNHCR in protecting refugees and asylum seekers in the current economic situation. I thank you for your attention.